Listening Part 1, Test 2. Now turn to Part 1. In this part, you will hear 8 short announcements or instructions. There is one question for each announcement or instruction. For each question, choose the right answer A, B, C or D. Then, on the answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer that you have chosen. We are ready to start. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 8. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 8. Question 1.
So, if you're interested in water sports, this hotel has 2 pools, diving boards and its own private beach. You can learn to water ski there, and guests can windsurf too, although the hotel advises beginners to take a few lessons before going out on their own.
Good. I'm quite a strong swimmer, and I have always wanted to try windsurfing, so that would suit me fine. I tried water skiing once, but I didn't like it.
Well, I'm sure you'll enjoy your stay there, then.
Good.
Question 2.
Well, the zoo was a bit disappointing. The children enjoyed feeding the horses and watching the monkeys and the birds, but they hoped to see lions and tigers, and there weren't any. Someone told us they don't have them there because the security isn't good enough, but I don't know if that's true.
Question 3.
My mum says I've got to buy my granny a present because she always gets me one when she goes on holiday. I thought I'd get her a black T-shirt.
Don't be silly. Old ladies don't wear T-shirts. Why not get her some of the local perfume? It smells of roses. Or one of those little wooden boxes. They're great for keeping earrings and stuff in.
That's a good idea. She does a lot of travelling, so she can use it to put her jewellery in.
Question 4.
Hello, appointments.
Hello. Could I make an appointment to see Dr. Smith next Tuesday, please? Early evening, if possible. Anything after 6 o'clock.
Well, we open at 6:15 on Tuesday evenings, and there's an appointment at 6:35 or 6:50.
Thanks. I'll take the early one. My name's...
Question 5.
Look, Kate, there are some of those biscuits you like.
Oh, yes. They're a bit expensive, though, Mum. Why don't we have this cake instead? Remember, we've got guests coming tomorrow.
Oh, I haven't forgotten. I've already made a cake, and I've bought lots of ice cream for the children.
Well, I suppose the biscuits would be nice with ice cream. Let's see. Oh, good. I've got enough money in my purse.
Question 6.
Have you packed for your holiday?
No. I need to go shopping before I can do that. Last holiday, my suitcase handle got broken, so I need something that's better quality this time. But suitcases are so heavy to carry.
I always take a big sports bag. It's light and not expensive, so it doesn't matter if it gets torn.
Yes, I thought about one of those. But you need something stronger when it's going on a plane. I'll get something I can put on my back. You can carry more that way.
Question 7.
Have you been to the new water sports centre yet?
Oh, yes, it's brilliant. There are 2 indoor pools, one for diving and one for swimming. And you can also have sailing lessons on the lake.
That's what I'm doing there next weekend, actually. I was hoping to take windsurfing lessons, but the leaflet says they're not starting those until next year.
Question 8.
Lucy's joining the tennis club, so that'll be more equipment I have to buy.
Oh, well, don't waste too much money. We bought Miranda everything, but then she only went once because she didn't like the teacher. Actually, I think we've still got some of it somewhere. There's a box of balls in the cupboard, certainly. But she gave her cousin the racket, and she wears the shoes for other things. But I could look in the cupboard and give you what's there.
Oh, thanks. That'd be great. That would be really helpful.
This is the end of part 1.